USA News, I'm Dave Collins. President Biden's approval rating is reaching a historic low, as indicated by a recent Monmouth University poll. Only 34% of Americans approve of his performance in the White House, while a significant 61% disapprove. Particularly, the president received unfavorable ratings for his management of immigration and inflation. This poll emerges with the 2024 election less than 11 months away. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. supports Israelis' right to self-defense. However, he emphasizes that Israeli forces must make every effort to minimize civilian casualties in the Gaza Strip, even with Hamas using them as shields.
Hamas is still holding hostages, including American citizens. Hamas embeds itself and hides itself behind innocent Palestinian civilians.
While visiting Tel Aviv, Austin informs reporters that the U.S. remains committed to advocating for a two-state solution in the region. The visit occurs amid mounting pressure on Israel to reduce its operations in Gaza, driven by the increasing civilian death toll. Pope Francis is paving the way for same-sex couples to receive blessings under specific conditions. In a landmark decision announced Monday, the Vatican stated that priests can bestow blessings on such couples as long as it is not a part of a regular church ritual. This move follows the Pope's initial indication of the possibility of blessings for same-sex couples back in October. Wonka claims the leading position at the box office with the candy-themed fantasy musical, raking in an estimated $39 million during its opening weekend. This surpasses the combined total of the other 10 movies that earned at least $1 million over the weekend. Timothy Chalamet takes on the title role, originally portrayed by Gene Wilder in 1971's Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Two bills called the Gabby Petito Act are being filed in the Florida legislature. Petito was murdered by her fiancé, Brian Laudrey, in 2021. Petito's parents are suing police in Moab, Utah, claiming they failed to recognize that their daughter's life was in danger when responding to a domestic abuse incident. Now two bills have been filed in Florida's legislature requiring police to conduct a lethality assessment when they respond to domestic violence complaints. Conspiracy theorist and internet talk show host Alex Jones is offering up a new proposal for Sandy Hook families who sued him. Jones has faced multiple lawsuits for calling the 2012 elementary school shooting in Connecticut a hoax. He filed for bankruptcy last year as the families were awarded nearly $1.5 billion. Jones's latest plan would pay the families a minimum total of just $55 million over 10 years. Dreaming of a white Christmas, it looks like not many Americans will get one this year.
AccuWeather is saying that historically, chances of a white Christmas are below 50% in over half the United States this year. Forecasters predicting a higher likelihood of snow on the ground, including most of the Rockies and some pockets of the interior Northeast. While the High Plains, North Central U.S., and areas downwind of Lake Erie and Lake Ontario may see some snow, AccuWeather suggests that in the Northeast, it may not arrive in time for Christmas.
That's Skip Kelly reporting. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.